Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduk.
Welcome back. It's James Maduk. We're in the studio, Small Business Heroes, and we're into the sales and marketing segment of the show. And this particular segment is brought to you by CompuSmart, trusted technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road in Nepean. And we're joined in the studio now by Gaetan Marcheterre. And Gaetan is on the side of the business development bank that no one knows about, I think. Maybe you could tell us, first of all, welcome to the studio, and then maybe you could tell us a little bit about the consulting side of the bank.
Well, thank you, James, and that's a pleasure being here. Actually, you're right. We're probably the best-kept secret in town. the bank has come to realize that lending money was fine, and that's what the purpose of the bank was through all the years, and the bank's about 57 years old right now. And halfway through that period of time, the bank has come to realize that maybe we needed to do more than simply lending money. So the consulting group came about when it did start. For a number of years, the emphasis was put on training people on all aspects of running a business. But it's become more of the consulting firm that we've known for a number of years now. So our market is very much the same as the lending side of things. But more precisely, we're looking at clients who obviously know about business, but have come to realize that their resources are limited, especially when you talk about SMEs.
Okay, what do you mean by their resources are limited? And first, a SME is a small, medium enterprise, just yes. for anyone that's not aware?
That's right, small and medium-sized enterprises across Canada. It's a question of, like I said, in terms of resources or lack thereof, it's management who know their needs, but do not have the resources. For example, a good example of that is that if we look in a situation where growth has taken place and you've now have come to 50 employees, well, you had maybe 20 or 25 some time ago. So you do know that you need to do something to better manage those human resources, but you just don't have the volume of business to pay yourself a full-time HR manager. So this is where we come in. So this is where we'll help design a program to a human resources management system and help them implement it, teach them how to use it, and out of the order we go.
Now, this must be a common problem where you have companies that have, that maybe a skill set, the people that started the company had a set skill set, and now they're getting into and being taken away from where they traditionally excelled, and they're being asked to do other things. So you must run into this all the time.
Well, you're quite right. Actually, I mean, the statistics show that over 90% of businesses that start up have come from people who have developed a product or service. The sad part of it, though, is that over 90% of failure within the first 2-3 years is because people lack the management savvy. And again, that's the reasons why we do exist.
Now, do most people or most of the managers that you get involved in, do they realize that they're in trouble or do they come too late or do you have any sense of how they find you?
Well, actually, it's a good question because I could think back in the years that I've been at BDC, while we used to do a lot more of corrective actions where people were deadly in trouble, I've noticed now the last year, say maybe 5 years, where we're much more involved in the preventive side of things. And that's a good news. So people are more aware. Of course, you know, like shows like yours make people more aware of their needs or the needs that they might have. So our job is to meet with those potential clients and be able to talk about business and then to help them decipher through the situation and maybe point to a specific needs that they might have. And, of course, it's for us to create a solution and then also deliver the solution.
Okay, so you're creating it. You're diagnosing, creating, and delivering the whole complete solution there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that we talked earlier about a couple areas that perhaps that you focused on. Maybe we could talk about those now.
Well, yes. For example, in terms of ISO or ISO 9000, the 2000 version.
Okay, so ISO 9000, the 2000 version. So for people that don't know what ISO is, maybe you could explain that.
Well, okay, in a very few seconds, first of all, it's a quality management system. It's a quality management system that has been adopted by over 150 countries around the world, and typically head office is in Geneva. And it's a standard of quality that people recognize throughout the world. So,
is it for manufacturing only?
Absolutely not. Actually, it did start from manufacturing. If you look back in the old systems like Z299, The idea back, if you go back 30, 40 years ago, is that you focus on the actual manufacturing
process
of a product and the process, but very strictly to the tangible side of things out on the floor. The ISO 9000 system encompasses the whole of what the business is all about. It's from front door to back doors, from answering the phone and capturing properly the client's need, right down to delivering it properly. And then if you were in a business where you need to install and maintain post-sales, you need to be able to do that properly. So it encompasses all facets of the business.
Okay. And why is there a rush on ISO certification?
Well, typically...
And what does it mean for the company?
Well, first of all, typically why there might be a rush is that it is a sort of a dynamo effect where the bigger firms have recognized a number of years ago a need for that sort of structure to make sure that we manage quality. And, of course, they've been asking from their suppliers. So, you know, tier one supplier, tier two suppliers, and on. So, that therefore, you're going toward the base of the pyramid where more people do need that. So
that means smaller businesses. It's not just the Fords and the GMs and the large manufacturers. It's all of the suppliers and the people in the food chain there.
Yes, but the thing to remember, though, that is quite true what you're saying. But the thing to remember, too, is that I don't think we should look at quality management systems such as ISO in sort of a reaction to a need from your clients. I mean, we do encounter that, but it shouldn't be an initiative that just came from there. I think people should more realize that it's good to have a structured system to make sure that we control the way we do things, and it should come from within. And quite clearly, we know by experience that people who do develop and implement and get certified for ISO actually will reduce their operating costs. So it's much more than just a marketing thing that you and I just touched on right now, but rather also an internal thing.
So if they reduce their operating costs, they can go back and see Pierre.
Absolutely. You see how it's all set up, right?
Excellent.
It's a continuation of what you started. But definitely. So, but it's not necessarily an easy thing, and there's a huge need for commitment on the part of upper management of all firms, because you can't just be subjected to that. It has to be a positive approach and getting involved in this. And it could be for some a bigger change of culture than for others, but it will be a change of culture. So people have to be willing to get involved with this. How we help people is simply that we just follow. We just lead them through the path, if you like.
Well, what is the? Can you put the path sort of in a short form for the process of going through ISO certification?
Yeah, actually, there's a four phase that you want to consider. So the first phase is to prepare the firm for this exercise, and preparation is done through training of all staff, and then it's also a matter of making sure that we do a gap analysis to actually see how far apart are they from, you know, the gap. Therefore, you know, how much work is going to be needed to get into certification. Right. Second phase is the actual development of the process. So it's writing procedures, work instructions, actually the quality manual. The third one is actually the implementation. So from all of that that's been prepared now, we are making sure it's implemented, that people do work with those new ways of doing things, the new better procedures. And the fourth one is actually the certification, which is done by a third party. So we don't do this.
You prepare the company for certification.
That's right.
And that's how you get tested. If you do a good job, the company should get certified.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And there are two levels of problems that you might have at certification. It's a major nonconformity and a minor nonconformities. So majors are not acceptable, as far as I'm concerned, when I do overlook our supervised projects from our consultant's point of view. But, of course, you might always have a few minor ones, but never such a thing as major. In fact, we would not tell our clients that they prepare certification until we make sure that they are.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So if someone wanted to find out about the Business Development Bank's consulting arm, what would they? How do they engage you? What do they do?
Well, actually, well, obviously, my own email address is a good one, a good way to start. And, of course, that's gaetan.marchetaire@bdc.ca. And, of course, our website could inform you with a lot of what we do. But give us a call, and it would be a pleasure
okay,
to
meet
you. Okay,
how about you spell the Gaetan Marchetaire
right,
just quickly?
That's G-A-E-T as in Tom, A-N, dot Marchetaire, M-A-R, C-H-E-T, again, as in Tom, E-R-R-E, at bdc.ca.
Okay, and I'll make sure that that link's available on the Small Business Heroes website tomorrow, so if anyone has some trouble with that. And thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, pleasure.
Good. And so now we've got some financing in place now. We've got our ISO certification. We're ready to go. But you're an entrepreneur, and maybe you don't want to be doing all your IT work. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be joined after the break by Chris Elsay from Workshift.com, and he's going to be talking to us about taking some of the things that the entrepreneur, small business owner may not want to be involved in and get them involved, get them to do it. This segment was brought to you by CompuSmart. Trust the technology experts at CompuSmart. Visit them at Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road in the PN. And you're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk speaking. We'll be back right after the break on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night. Brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, CompuSmart, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.